Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Michelle here. It's the firing line. We answer your health questions, your health challenges. And you can go to contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or call the order line 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Announcements, Michelle.
Well, excuse me. Hello, it's May the 4th. I almost thought it was May the 5th this morning, didn't I, Bill?
Yeah.
Pushed ahead a little bit.
Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow.
It is. No fights, though. I guess Canelo won't be fighting. It was something about steroids, so a lot of people disappoint us. But I heard they might be fighting in September, because I get all this information from Christopher, because he's Mr. Sportsy.
Yeah, he even writes for Roto Grinder.
He does, yeah. He writes for a magazine, especially MMA. He's their main writer for martial arts because he does jiu-jitsu down in San Diego. Chris is a jiu-jitsu guy. He does everything. He's a personal trainer and studying engineering.
Actually, I remember his first word when he was a little boy. Wasn't mommy or daddy, it was ball.
It was ball, that's right.
So we knew right away this guy is Mr. Sport. We knew that even since he was a little boy.
That's true. And the other two weren't sporty at all.
Well, they're really somewhat sporty, but nothing like Chris.
Well, yeah, because Steve works out, but, you know, tries to work out and stuff, but not really. And then Matthew hikes a lot. He likes to do things on his own and go hiking.
Yeah.
Everybody to their own thing.
Well, he lives in the mountains of Arizona, near Arizona, Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, so that
helps. Close to the mountains, yeah.
Yeah.
And now the weather's good up there, so yay. We're going to have to go visit one of these days.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you for listening to the NutriMedical Report today. I've got, you know, quite a few little things on my mind. The first thing I'd like to do is ask for your prayers for very dear friends of ours, Pam and Len. Our dear, dear friends, they've been down here, we visited them, and they visited, you know, with us, I should say, and, oh my gosh, you won't find a sweeter person than Len, and I just want to ask everyone out there if you would pray for him. He's in the hospital, and maybe Bill might want to say a few words about that.
Yeah, when they call, because you can always call and get a free email consult anytime, but if you've been a customer, even one bottle of anything, you can get a call back. When they called and mentioned his symptoms, I said, well, those sound serious. You need to see a cardiologist and a pulmonologist, and I would recommend you go to emergency. He delayed a little bit. He did go, and they found out that he had a real serious problem. He had a clot blocking his lungs.
Well, he had to go.
He was trying to delay it, actually, and I was trying to say, you better go and get these tests
done. He sounds like me, avoiding doctors.
There's a place where doctors, remember, I'm not just a functional medicine doctor. I'm a surgeon. I'm an intensivist. I'm a burn doctor. So there's a place for medicine that nothing else can fill. And when you need to see a doctor or a surgeon, you need to see a doctor or a surgeon. Okay.
Well, right now he's recovering. I got an email from Pam this morning in a hospital in Chicago.
Right.
They flew him by helicopter there.
Yeah. It was so, I'm sure Lynn will do well. We'll pray for him. That'll be a testimony that God intervenes in your deepest places tonight. I got a word a few weeks ago. God said, you know, I make heroes in the valleys of life. Mm-hmm. I don't make them on the mountaintops.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we want to make him a hero by healing him and showing that God's with him through his time in the ICU with all the fancy things they have to do to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, into the, get that aside, because I was praying a lot last night.
Yeah.
A little sleepy today. Cecil. Hey, Cecil from Texas. He was very sick, Bill. He couldn't even get to work.
Right.
Food poisoning.
Right.
And his question to you is, for next time this happens, if this happens to him, what should he have on hand for food poisoning?
Well, first off, preventatively for food poisoning, you want to take probiotic, living probiotic, and the living probiotic ultra every third day, and berberstatin. If you take those regularly, you make yourself bulletproof from food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if you get food poisoning, you take Nutrimune 26Y, two capsules, three times a day, Nutridiodine, 15 drops in water, three times a day for up to a week, and then you can drop dosage in half after that. Allicin Med, a capsule three times a day, and NutriSilver, one spray per 10 pounds of body weight for the first week, and then for 20 pounds of body weight after that, three times to four times a day. That'll knock it out along with NutriDefense, which boosts your natural killer cells to fight infection. You got to recolonize your gut, because when you have a food poisoning, it kills off your normal probiotic bacteria and makes you have diarrhea, so you need to recolonize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra come in, and the berberstatin to get rid of dysbiotic organisms. The average American gets six food poisonings a year from eating in restaurants or eating food they make at home. The average.
At home?
Yeah, things that they cook at home and they leave it too long in the fridge or whatever, or they don't cook it properly and there's still bugs in it. Right? So you don't heat it enough. For example, you do a roast and you don't get the temperature of the core of the roast to lead 160 degrees. That's why they talk about a thermometer in the, say, a roast in order to make sure it actually reaches the core temperature, because if the roast is raw. Now, usually the ones that get you in trouble are things like, a beef roast, for example. Yeah, or a pork roast. You have to make sure it gets hot enough that it kills off any dysbiotic bacteria. And now, if you only eat organic, too, because a lot of non-organic food, even though they're giving the animals antibiotics, they have resistant organisms on, like chickens or turkey. Fed antibiotics have Staph aureus and other bugs that are really bad. And if you get them in your gut, it's going to be hell to pay.
Okay. Praise report from Amy, Bill. Amy from North Carolina. Interestingly, Amy called, and she hasn't called in a couple years. She couldn't find us. We're back at GCN. And that's a good thing, Bill.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully lots of people are finding out, you know, where we are again.
Yeah, especially because I'm on other shows here in the network, like Pastor Butcher's show on Wednesday night. And I'll be posting his show on our Deagle Hyphen Network as well. But we had a bunch of callers, and we do welcome the callers to call in to the show, except on the firing line, at 877-317-6432. Just stay on topic. If we have a topic like financial or a topic like geopolitical, stay on topic. Or if it's on health issues, then just stay on the health issues topic.
Well, Amy wanted me to tell you that there's a good use for the NutriSilver, which is what she ordered, the spray and the dropper.
Right.
For deodorant. Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah, it'll kill off the bad organisms that generate thiol and other compounds that'll actually make a smell.
Yeah.
You spray it under your arms, it'll actually kill off those.
She said she tried everything else, like all the natural ones.
Isn't that interesting? It's a smart lady.
Tried that, but that worked. And I thought, hey, that's a great idea.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Ken, another dear friend, Ken from Georgia, just wanted me to say how great the Calm Mind tastes. Right, Ken? How great it tastes. And of course, he mixes it with the Brain Mag. In case you're wondering if it's good taste. And also, don't forget our drinks. The Ageless Life Support and Glycemix are delicious. And lots of times these drinks aren't all that great.
Right.
You know, when you buy them at the store or Amazon or wherever. But ours are so good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
The mouthfeel, the nutrient quantity, the actual delivery systems, which is bioavailable, they jump all the gene defects. So even if you have a gene snip like 5-methylfolate reductase, it jumps it. The mineral delivery, which is a protein amino acid chelate, so it actually brings it actively across the cell membrane and runs through an ion channel So there's nothing to compare to our supplements. And our drinks, if you just take our drinks and you don't want to take any vitamins, say Ageless Life Support Glycemix and NutriComplete, and then put in the powder for the vitamin-mineral mix, you're done. Mm-hmm. You pretty well covered every base. I mean, if we do testing on you to find out what you're deficient, you might want to take one or two other things. But to be honest with you, if you take all of our drinks that I just mentioned, you're going to cover pretty well every base.
Is the glycemic just for people that have a tendency to high insulin? Or
no, it can be both. Hypoglycemia, insulin, or trying to beef up because you're a weightlifter or an athlete, you want to lose fat.
Oh, I see.
So it's good for hypoglycemia, diabetes, weight loss, and athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, Bill, I talked with Gary. Hi, Gary, up there in Chilliwack, B.C. He had a growth in his nose, Bill. And
right.
When we come back, I'll ask you.
We'll talk about Gary.
We'll talk about Gary since I'm getting
Chilliwack,
cut right off.
British Columbia.
Chilliwack.
Canada, eh?
I knew he was Canadian as soon as he said hello.
There you go. Back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Looking for that.
You go ahead and read it.
Read what? Okay, we're back.
We're back, and Michelle, so you're going to read a story about Gary.
Yeah, it's not actually us talking to him on the phone. It's just
which is still a story, though. It's a phone story rather than an email story.
It's a phone story. Well, what happened with Gary, he had a growth in his nose, right, up high in his nose, and it was removed a few years ago, and it's back again, and he just went to see his doctor, and they did a culture, and it's basal cell carcinoma. So he has to get it removed. She was asking me, and I said, of course, you have to get that removed.
Yeah, you want to get it removed. The basal cell is very common. It does not require chemotherapy or radiation. Don't let the doctors convince you that. They have to do a wide enough excision. It is always a pathogen. There's always organisms growing in the skin that causes a basal cell transformation. So you want to put topically a diluted form of Neutrodyne 4 times a day, and in between the full dose of the NutriSilver. And then to put the anti-inflammatory pregnenolone on top of that, 4 times a day.
How can you do that up high in his nose? Inside his nose? It's actually, he said, he's kind of worried because it's close to his eye and everything when they're taking this out.
He needs a plastic surgeon. Don't have a general surgeon do it.
Apparently, this surgeon is also a plastic surgeon, so he's going to just take his nose, piece of it off and
put
flap, it back
put
on.
Put a flap, yeah.
That's right.
They do a flap there. Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
The main thing is to take a Q-tip and do it with a Q-tip. Put this NutriSilver and the other on the Q-tip on the inside of the nose, and also if there's any lesion on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take internally Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense, and Allicin Med as well as the Nutrimune 26Y. You want to do all those. Because you're killing off the pathogens, because basal cell carcinoma doesn't happen in the blue. It happens because pathogens grow in the skin, fungi, and other bacteria, etc., and they cause the cancerous transformation of the cell. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And unless you get rid of it, it's called rodent ulcer, it'll eat away at his nose and can cause a massive deformity.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to excise it, but if you excise it with an adequate margin, don't let the dumb doctors convince you need radiation or chemo. They're idiots. There's no need for it.
You just need to scrape around it, right? And get a
you do a wide enough margin, and you have to kill the pathogens off. Okay? And we have our anti-cancer therapy, too. Malignablock, elagic acid, Inflamex, high-dose vitamin power C, like 40 to 60 grams a day. Not just little itty-bitty doses. Just for every 3 power C, 1 full vitamin K2. The Inflamex helps to strip off the capsule off the basal cell carcinoma. If you take all that, it's the cancer protocol we have, plus the antipathogenic protocol, bye-bye. But you do need plastic surgery so you can repair his nose.
Yeah. The doctor's going to
do it. Yeah, he'll be fine. But don't let them convince you to radiation and chemo. They're idiots.
Okay. Next here, Bill, is, let's see. I don't want to read too much personal stuff on that one. So we'll go on to Don from San Diego, California. Hi, doctor. I finished the first bottle of Natokinase. Do you think it's time to look at blood? I have a friend who is married to a doctor, and he is on statin drugs. I would like for you to straighten them out. He's given their names and their number. he's actually giving you the name and the number of this doctor, right, and his wife?
And I'll contact the doctor. Let me explain a little bit. Statin drugs, if you do it in what I call plain, what I call ugly humor,
mm-hmm.
and as I mentioned on the show sometimes, I have enough cases like this where I could do a whole series of stand-up comedy, say up in L.A. or Orange County, and not mention any last names or even what state or town they're from, and people laugh their head off while they're drinking cocktails and getting drunk and eating their little munchies. Because it's that crazy. First off, statin drugs castrate you. Now, you got to explain how that is. Now, I had a talk with a doctor just a week ago.
What are statin drugs? Which ones? What is that?
They block Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor. Now, okay. If you take Crestor, for example, you can get rhabdomyolysis, which means your muscles can literally dissolve, and the myoglobin can end up in your nephrons, your kidneys, and cause kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you take it, you block the production of CoQ10, so it stops your heart spark for your heart and your vessels to contract. It also blocks LDL cholesterol. Now, most doctors get so little biochemistry, you could write their entire knowledge on a cigarette. If you roll it, you see all their knowledge on one cigarette on the outside. That's how bad it is. Now, I know you're laughing, but it's true. And so I'd had this doctor that I confronted, who was actually a friend of mine. Oh, you got to lower LDL cholesterol. I said, no. LDL is not the cause of it. You have to know what your apoproteins are and if you have small particle HDL, which you can only tell if you do a lipid electrophoresis, not NMR spectroscopy, which both LabCorp and Quest do. All right? And you got to know what your cardiac markers, IL-17, TNF-alpha, etc., soluble ICAM, etc., other markers that actually tell you what's going on in your heart, and blood viscosity, which Meridian Valley Labs will tell you how viscous your blood is. If it's thick, like, as they say in Canada, maple syrup, in America, corn syrup, your heart's pumping like hell against this resistant thick fluid.
So natokinase.
Natokinase will lower the blood viscosity and lower the cytokine levels. Plus, we have other cytokine blockers, for example, such as cardiovasc, cell detox glutathione, gamma E plus to get rid of nitro peroxy radical, and ultrathiamine B1 with transketolase to get rid of singlet oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you lower LDL cholesterol, guess what happens for your male testicles? They say, nice knowing you, buddy. Because you can't make testosterone anymore. So when you lower LDL cholesterol, you actually are giving yourself a chemical castration. Also, the myelin sheath in your brain with your oligodendrocytes requires LDL cholesterol. If you don't have it, guess what? You dismyelinate your brain. If you do a T1 weighted MRI scan, you can actually see the covering of the wires between your frontal lobes and the rest of your brain get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So you can become demented from taking statin drugs. I had Dr. Graveline on the show 5 years ago, NASA MD doctor from the National Space Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And after 3 months, he started to lose it. And by the end of 6 months, he couldn't recognize his wife. He became pharmacologically demented. And a lot of the drugs doctors give, including serotonin reuptake inhibitors and antipsychotics, will make you demented, like Valium. Do you know Valium circulates in your intrahepatic circulation up to 6 months? So you take one Valium pill. It takes you 6 months for your liver to get rid of it through the enterohepatic circulation.
Wow.
Okay? So do you think doctors know this biochemistry? So when I told him, all of a sudden this doctor I was talking to got really silent because he was trying to push that he knows. No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know squat. And in fact, most cardiologists and doctors are giving statin drugs when they should look at their lipid electrophoresis and do things naturally that will get rid of things like small particle HDL, T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, get things like our Omega Supreme Pro that will actually give them anti-inflammatory fatty acids to the uniform plaque, get rid of the use of polyhydrogenated vegetable oils that are heated to create trans fats, all these things which you can actually do a lipid electrophoresis and find out and make sure that there's no free radicals being developed. But when you talk to doctors, they know no biochemistry, none. It's disgusting, and they're dangerous. And so don't do that, okay? So these doctors that think statin drugs are great, they're just like little parrots, Paddywan and natokinase. No, Paddywan, no natokinase. Paddywan is statin drug. Paddywan castration.
So
that's what they are. They're little parrots. They're little parrots. So, bah, 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 bah.
In place of those statin drugs, it sounds like it's natokinase and Omega Supreme Pro and
Cardiovasc.
And Cardiovasc.
Yeah, and things like our Gamma E Plus, cell detox glutathione, and ultrathiamine B1. If you do that, you will also stop development of, say, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, central neuropathy of your brain. So when people get demented, they either have vascular dementia or just myelinating dementia. Some of it actually has infections in their brain, or viruses are activated, like from previous vaccines. Mm-hmm. But those are the two main classes, vascular and demyelinating dementia.
We're back, and I have he must be some kind of a medical person, JB, because he says, patient Tabitha has another problem. In about 12 hours, her left eye and side of her face became infected after exposure to seawater. There was a small cut on the eyelid from a previous disaster. This is the same patient in Beach that you advised 4 years ago concerning a sting from an unknown creature and lately a spider bite. He says it never ends. It seemed like an emergency due to the suddenness, and she was treated with Nutrisilver, Allison Med, and Nutridyne.
Right.
After 6 hours, the inflammation subsided.
Right. That's good. What happened is it works very well. And it's very safe. You can put Nutrisilver in the eye, and it'll not even bother a baby's bottom or your eye.
That's
so
right.
It's perfect. In fact, most people
have
glaucoma, chronic cataracts, chronic eye conditions, especially if you're diabetic. I have a cell infection in their eyeballs with nanobacteria and other cell organisms like fungi. And it could even have Toxocara catarrhicanus, which are toxoplasmosis or other similar spider creeps inside the eye. If you look at it with a slit lamp or an ophthalmoscope, you can actually sometimes see the little buggers wriggling in the back of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's really gross. They used to have a show on TV called Monsters Inside Me, and they showed that on camera. I think they had to cancel it because it made people go, they started retching when they saw the show.
I don't think I'd like to see it. Patrick Bill from Arizona, he says, how do you use the Care Bar's free websites and its affiliates and members to promote or recruit or share with prospects? I had a call yesterday, Bill, about the Care Bar's, and the gentleman is actually some Lebanese background. I can't pronounce his first name. I think it's like Rochelle or Rochelle, something like that. I don't know. But anyways, he wanted to know what our username was, which is NutriMedical7.
Right. If they go to the bottom of NutriMedical page and go down to the icon on the left-hand side at the bottom of the page, you'll see the icon says, KP, the carrot bars, KB difference. If they click that link, it'll bring them right directly to our page.
Yeah, the one on the left, because the one on the right just says carrot bars. It doesn't have a link.
It doesn't have a link, yeah. When our computer guy last year set it up, he didn't properly link it up. We had some old audio files and so from Don Jeromo, which I'm trying to resurrect and get back up and get it put up there.
So for Patrick, where he wants, free websites and wants some help with promoting.
Well, we have, I pass them on to, if they come to me, I'll pass them on to Jim Deal and Lloyd Merrifield.
Okay.
And they'll pass them on. There's also videos and other things that can explain everything about not only about carrot bars, but also the carrot bank coins and tokens and the whole business aspect, because this is a new super currency. It's going to replace any other currency on the planet. It's the best way to save money, fractional gold, better than even silver coins or gold coins. And you want to have it because the currencies are going to blow up. And the trade war, Gerald Celente said this week, a risk that if Trump does what he's doing with the warmongers around him, he's either going to start a war if the agreement breaks down with North Korea or in Iran. And either way, he's predicting there's going to be a crash in the world commodity markets, etc. So, you should be aware of the fact there's multiple reasons why if you don't get out of regular currencies into gold and fractional gold, which is carat bars, you're going to suffer.
Well, on the note of Trump, since you brought it up, I am waiting for some good news to see if he signs that bill to stop abortion.
Right. Well, actually, he wants to keep his base. He had the National Prayer Day yesterday, which he did some good things. And I'm still praying for the man. I pray for his soul. Mm-hmm. And I pray for him to be I call him Trump Pinocchio, which is Pinocchio. He's a wooden president. So if he signs this agreement, which is a change in regulations, no federal money can go to Planned Unparenthood, I call him, not Planned Parenthood. It's Planned Unparenthood because their main stock and trade isn't helping women with other things.
No, it's abortion.
It's abortion. They do one-third of all abortions in America, Planned on Parenthood.
Yes.
Our
tax dollars are paying.
Yeah, that's insanity. It means our money is being turned into blood money by the federal government giving it to these guys to kill babies. A third of a million a year.
I wonder when we'll find out what the outcome
probably
is.
Probably by next week. Because apparently, I was a pastor on Laura Ingraham's, I guess.
Ingraham Angle,
on Fox News, and she announced all this, and she had a pastor on there, and also another expert on the regulations. So Trump is actually considering, which is what I told him, to walk back this omnibus bill, these monsters, both the Democrats and Republicans foisted on him to support the military. At the same time, they put all these pork barrel bills in this bill for $500 million to Planned on Parenthood, which he said, even back in 2015, before he even ran for president, he wanted to defund Planned Parenthood. Okay, if he does it, praise the Lord.
That'll be good. Lois, in an email, I wrote you several weeks ago, and I believe it's the first email I've received from you. And my head is swimming. You have so much info, but right now, before I have time to check out everything, I would like to know what causes weeping skin on the leg and what would be the remedy. I'm sure that it's something internal that I am lacking. I'm still waiting for my blessing to arrive so that I can get whatever I need. I'd like to kind of know what would be the price I'm looking at. Thank you, love, and God bless. Lois.
Well, if you have weeping skin, the first thing to think of is you have an infection. If it's the lower extremities, you got to make sure you don't have obstructed veins like varicose veins or a venous obstruction like a deep vein thrombosis or an infection in the skin or something more serious like congestive heart failure or renal failure where your legs are swelling because your kidneys are failing or your heart's failing.
Oh.
So once you rule out the serious problems, the most common thing is the skin's weeping because it's a low-grade infection. So you put neutral silver and pregnenolone on the skin. If there's no open lesions, you can put curcumin cream. You want to make sure that you get an echocardiogram done to make sure you're not in heart failure, and a 24-hour urine creatinine clearance, and both protein and microalbumin to make sure you're not in renal failure. Once you've done those tests, you know it's just a local infection, and you deal with it, okay?
Yeah.
We can also help you with every health condition.
Nutridyne and
exactly.
NutriSilver. Next bill is Eleanor. Hello, Eleanor. From Elliott Lake in Ontario, Canada.
Right.
Many thanks, Dr. Bill. I'm due for a conventional tetanus shot, and do you have any products you'd recommend for detoxing after the shot?
You don't need a detox for the regular tetanus shot unless it's been modified by the World Health Organization. They got charged back in 1997 with sterilizing women in Soweto, Africa, and the Philippines, and the World Court in the Netherlands actually charged them with the forced sterilization of 70,000 Filipino...
What, a tetanus shot?
Yeah, because what they did is they added a component that would create antibodies against your trophoblasts of your placenta, so it would sterilize them. And what they did is the Kenyan Doctors Association 3 years ago discovered the same thing was going on in Kenya. By the time they'd already vaccinated 2.6 million people with a tetanus shot that was laced to sterilize them. So as long as you have a clean shot, you're fine. Now, if you want to detox chemicals, you want life support, xenoestrogen detox, and semethyl.
Well, I know Ellen wants the Kelermax.
No, that's heavy metals.
Okay.
You wanted that. I was about to get to that. Kelermax and Ultra Zeolite. But if you take the chelation, you have to take Vitamin Max and Minerals Plus because you're going to pull good minerals too. But the primary ones for the toxic adjuvants are semethyl, xenoestrogen detox, and life support.
This is funny. She goes, holy smoke. This is still Eleanor.
Right.
I was absentmindedly shopping this morning in the local grocery store, and I came face to face with a shelf of 355 mils, almost 12 ounces, a bottle of cold-pressed hemp oil. She was surprised at that, Bill.
Right.
Well, you've got some affiliation with hemp oil now.
Well, firstly, it's not the same at all. I mean, this is one of the problems people become what I call Google geniuses. They see something on the shelf of a store and think, that's the same as Deagle's, only it's a fraction of the cost and it's cold-pressed. No, ours is a specific CBD extract of the cannabidiols in the hemp oil, and it's a liposomal nanotech technology that not even the other hemp oil companies that have CBD, which is cannabidiol. So you have to extract the cannabidiol.
I don't think Eleanor was making any comparison to ours. She was just surprised, like I would be, in the grocery store, and then you look in the aisle, and there it is.
What I'm saying is hemp oil is good for you because it has anti-inflammatory fatty acids, but the best one is our Omega Supreme Pro.
Uh-huh.
Right, and they're small enough. So you can, if you want to take two of them, because a lot of people don't like big soft gels. But they're monoglycerides, so they're 400% more absorbed. If you want hemp oil, that's fine. Buy it in the grocery store. But the best anti-inflammatory fatty acids is Omega Supreme Pro. Better than anything else in the world by any other company.
Well, when we come back, Bill, Doug from Cobb, right here in California.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
If you want to get healthy and well naturally, and you want to reduce your drugs from, say, 6 or 8 drugs down to maybe none or 1 or 2, if you want to get regenerate your organs, and again, we've had a little delay in getting our Red Deer Velvet DR, but it is coming in the next few weeks.
Crazy. That guy keeps...
Oh. Well, I think it's the devil. He doesn't want this out because we have patents now on it. We also have a commercial where we're revoicing here at Genesis on Red Deer Velvet.
I know, and now that this morning he says that something broke in the machine.
Yeah, so they order parts from China, et cetera. You know, that's another thing. Why do we have everything, including our UHF, to step-down transformers built in China? This is a national security thing. Our industry now, it's like a giant python is squeezing down inside the guts of America, and the people who run our industry and our government haven't been aware of it until Trump arrived. Well, you can say lots of bad things about Trump, but guess what? He's aware of this stuff, and he's trying to put an end to it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Marco Rubio, I saw his bill he's going to launch. Fantastic bill. This bill is going to put a stop to the Chinese theft of our intellectual property and our squeezing down our industry, and they're trying to take over it, manipulate our currency. It's really nasty.
Our friend Doug is waiting here.
Yeah, go ahead.
For an answer from Cobb, California, and I remember he went through some bad fires.
Right.
And he didn't evacuate, and his house didn't get burnt down. And
I think he actually sprayed his house down, too. Stayed there and watered his house, so everybody thought he was crazy, but he actually didn't. His house didn't burn to the ground.
Oh. He says, I'm still having increasing problems with BPH. What's that, BPH?
Benign prostatic hypertrophy. Very easy to treat.
15 years, he said, he's had it. He said he's taking bee pollen, bladder up, and prostate flow, and his research has led him for a...
he's probably taking too low a dosage, right? Forget the rest of his letter. I read it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a waste of first off...
He needs to know what to take.
You need to increase the prostate flow to 2 soft gels twice a day, the bladder up 2 soft gels twice a day, morning and night, and the Swedish flower pollen 1 to 2, 4 times a day. He also needs to take antipathogenics, as most people with BPH have infection in the prostate, Trichomonas vaginalis, ureaplasma, urealyticum, E. coli, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have the whole 5 big bad boys. Nutriodine, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, NutriSilver, 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight, 3 times a day. Nutrimune 26Y, 2 capsules 3 times a day. NutriDefense, 2 capsules 3 times a day. And high-dose Power C to alkalinize the prostate gland. And you want a detox. You want a Kelar Max and Xenoestrogen detox to detox the heavy metals and the toxic xenoestrogen chemicals in your prostate gland that make the Ergenlagen, that's the German term, swell. Because it's actually xenoestrogens where your male body converts to female hormone, and then it actually causes swelling of the gland. So if you approach it from getting rid of the pathogens, reversing prostate with high-dose power of prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen, killing and reversing and detoxifying the gland from the xenotoxins that are estrogenic, and then you also want to probably support male andropause, which means he needs Men's Max Plus, 4 capsules in the morning, Hormone Synergy, 2 caps in the morning, and the 3 creams, 8 pumps each, DHEA, pregnenolone, and testo cream. Because you have to reverse andropause or your gland's going to swell. Men who are in andropause, their prostate swells, and this is a message for men, if you don't have a healthy prostate, forget sex. It's not going to ever occur.
Okay?
It's over. Okay?
Okay. John is next, sent from his iPad. I need your advice. My wife recently suffered a T7 vertebrae fracture after lifting a log in our yard during spring cleanup. It was recommended by her primary provider to have a bone density test. And the test showed, Bill, she's got all the numbers here, that she has osteoporosis. Her primary care doctor wants to give her Prolia injections every 6 months. We're not sure about taking the Prolia injection And also, we want to know what direction she should go in.
Well, Curtis, first off, your doctor that's recommending Prolia is an idiot. Prolia is a bisphosphonate drug that destroys the osteoblasts that lay down new bone. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you do not want to take that. Number one, you want Bone Generator 6 capsules 30 to 40 minutes after your two largest meals. Micell D3, 5 to 6 soft gels twice a day. Myco D2, 2 to 3 soft capsules twice a day. Full vitamin K2, 2 capsules twice a day. And Collagen Max for the rebar inside the bone, 1 capsule twice a day. You want to use Illumin Photon over the weak areas of the bones that are weak, especially like T7, etc., if there's a surgical neck of the hips. And you want some kind of compressive exercise like the Sonic Life that'll actually compress the piezoelectric crystals and increase the bone regeneration by doing that. And it's non-traumatic, so it won't cause a fracture. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be doing lifting logs or head weights, whatever, because in a portion of the cycle, you're at 3.6G with no chance of a stress fracture kind of happening or a fractured hip. So if you use that protocol, you'll follow. Do not take any drugs from your knucklehead doctor because these drugs are toxic. They make your bone denser on a DEXA scan, but it's weaker because it kills the rebar inside the bone. All right?
Yes.
Don't let the idiot do it to you.
Okay. Jason from San Bernardino, California. Dr. Bill, where would you recommend we get tested for mineral deficiencies? And are there also other tests that you'd recommend? Our family would like to optimize our health and document our journey.
Okay. Repeat that last sentence again. Let me look at it.
Yeah.
Well, first, if you want mineral deficiencies, we have several ways of testing it. Number one, I can recommend you go to Direct Labs and we can get a whole blood analysis of your intracellular minerals. You don't want a hair analysis.
Is that from our website, Direct Labs?
Yeah, but they can't order it themselves. They actually, what I do is they purchase a consultation, one unit. I then will send them a test kit link to the specific test kit.
Yes.
They take that link and buy the test kit itself. The test kit's sent to them and they go to a local LabCorp Quest or we can get a mobile tech come right to their home to draw the blood to their office.
Okay.
Or a hospital. And okay, that kit's then sent off to Atlanta where they analyze it, or one of the other labs we use, like Meridian Valley Labs.
Mm-hmm.
And we can measure the intracellular minerals. We also recommend they do organic acids and mineral tests. The most advanced test for micronutrients is SpectraCell, which we now just got reset up. And we can get a SpectraCell kit sent to them. We actually have some kits that will be here in at the office here in the next couple of days. But I recommend that if you want to do all the other deficiencies, you want to do SpectraCell.
Actually, they're here. They came yesterday.
Yeah, okay, well,
SpectraCell.
Yeah, what we can do is we can send a test kit. They have to go to a SpectraCell draw center, a specific lab that knows how to draw it correctly, and they have a list on the website.
Okay.
So if they contact me, they have to purchase one consult unit first before they order tests. And to interpret the test, we have to actually purchase further consult units to review their test results,
okay,
their medical records, their imaging studies, their labs, etc., because it becomes a formal consult. It's not just like a free email thing. It takes a lot of time.
Our next bill is Richard from Lackland. I guess what he says, where he's from in Texas. I usually don't say unless it's California, so be there. I remember when he used to be at Hanscom, remember? Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Bill. Dr. Bill, been experiencing an episodic contraction, a spasm in my right bicep. Inner side closest to the body seems to only be relieved when I bend the arm towards my chin. It's going on for about 3 weeks. Is this something I need to make an appointment for the military docs to see? Or is there a Nutrimed solution?
Well, the most common thing is magnesium deficiency. I try Spilkey's, which is muscle relaxant calcium magnesium taurate. And I would probably take with that the magnesium glycinate too, two capsules of each 3 times a day. I apply topically to the skin curcumin and pregnenolone cream to reduce the inflammation in the area, and that should settle it down. If it doesn't, it could indicate you have a brachial plexus inflammation that's pinching the nerve there, and you could have a start of what's called thoracic outlet.
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't settle it within a few weeks, the best test to do to find out if you're getting a nerve entrapment is to do what's called an axonpain.com adelton C-fiber scan. If you go to that website, axonpain.com, we'll find a doctor or a specialist or a physiatrist, neurosurgeon, chiropractor, whatever, knows how to do the axon scan, and then I can do an interpretation and tell you which nerve it's likely and what the pathology is, whether or not it's something serious or something minor. But the regular tests that the neurologists do, the EMG nerve conduction is only 40% sensitive. The EA delta C fiber scan is 99% sensitive. It's very, very accurate.
My next bill is Angie. Angie from Scotland, who's a friend of Tom, our dear friend Tom in Scotland. And she says, Tom has spoken so highly for as long as I've known him of yourself, oh, this is to Michelle, and your fantastic husband, Dr. Daigle. I've tried numerous combinations for almost 5 years now, but never this protocol. I was bedfast initially 19 months, but up now, thankfully, but not too much, and she's only 59 years old, Bill.
Right.
So she is thanking you for the protocol, and I guess she'll be starting that, and we'll keep everybody posted on how well she does.
Yeah, we actually are supervising the care and recovery of people all over the world, from Stuttgart, Germany, to jolly old England and Scotland, where our friend...
the land of Tom.
The land of Tom in Scotland, to Canada A, to Mexico, Central South America, South Africa, Malaysia, Japan. I have patients in Japan near Fukushima Daiichi. And, of course, our old vets that are surviving, survivors from 9/11, captains and other people that rescued people from 9/11.
Well, I must say I must go, and I guess your Schlanger guy has can't make it to the show today, so you're probably trying to find someone. In the meantime, everyone, God bless you. Thanks for listening. We love you. We're here for you. And anything you need, 888-212-8871. Don't forget to order and support us. That's the only support we have is from NutriMedical.com. Thank you.
That can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.